All right, it's time for a fishing report. How you doing, Leaf?
Good. How you doing, Don?
Not bad. I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
I'm actually I would not be eager to go out and fish right now. It's a little bit chilly.
Yeah, I was out at lunch today and all I caught was ice chunks. Yeah, I was up there at that last hole just before the confluence with the Chewook there, and the Chewook was just belching out chunks of ice. And I thought, well, I'll stick with it. And I did for about half hour, and just that's all I really got was ice.
I was kind of wondering if, with this little cold snap we've got going on, if there's a little bit more ice building up again.
Yeah, I noticed some of that chunky probably with sheet ice breaking up coming out of the Chewook, and I bet we'll see some of that frazzle ice, that snow cone looking stuff, early in the mornings. And we might even see full-on sheets start to set up again here through these days of cold. But when it does go back to being warm, I would think that there's no reason it shouldn't be just as good as it's been lately.
Well, has this iceman keeping you, hasn't been keeping you out of the river?
Oh no, not at all. Well, I mean, like we were talking about earlier, there's always that really big ice dam down at the end of the river, and my dad always kind of showed me that you could really count on the fish coming up just after that thing opened up. And I don't know if that's the main factor in it. I'm sure they can make it underneath there and everything, but I'm sure that like almost mile of ice over their head probably, weirds them out a little bit too and makes them wonder if they can make it through.
And this year's a little different than most.
Yeah, that thing, instead of, traditionally, I just remember that thing going away in the end of February. And so the march up the river would begin at the beginning of March there. And this year it was actually like halfway through the second week of January that that ice dam breached and opened up down there. And we're talking about that area in the river there by Old Hatchery Road, where the old dam used to be. Looking down at the river just before you'd come to the Alta Lake turnoff, you'd usually see a big dam of ice there on the river. And so I don't know if that's, been part of it. I think also the rains earlier in the season brought some fish up with those higher water levels. So I think there were already a few more than we'd usually get. And so it's really just, with these moderate temps led to some great fishing lately.
Yeah. So how many times have you been out since in the last week since we talked?
Well, I might have missed 2 or 3 days in the last month.
Probably missed Super Bowl Sunday.
Actually, I caught three.
You did. You went out.
I caught three steelhead for the Seahawks that day before the game because I figured if I could do well, there's no reason they couldn't do well. And like I said, I got three steelhead in just, a little bit. And so.
You're treating it like an omen.
Yeah, I definitely was. Seriously was. And when, in just a little while, right here in the Twisp area, I did extremely well. I was like, you know what? I think they are too. And I was so happy to see that they did. Seahawks!
Yeah, boy. That was something. I know that isn't really part of the fishing report, but yeah. Well, way to go. I'm glad you're superstitious enough to pull that off.
Oh man, it carries all the way over. I'm not usually into organized sports, but my buddy James Baldwin got me really into the Seahawks about, I don't know, man, 10, 15 years ago now, kind of. And I've always just followed him ever since. I was super stoked to see that. Yeah, just almost as good as catching a big fat steelhead.
Oh, yeah. No, if you're going to watch them, they might as well do good. And finally, we did it. It's been nine, 10 years since they got there before. So it's been a kind of
you
a dry
bet.
Spell.
Hey, it's been like steelheading in the winter, right? I mean, all of us as fans, we've endured the snow, the sleet, the rain, the ups, the downs, and we finally earned us a Super Bowl, and it's just like earning a big, fat steelhead.
Hey, so let me ask you this. Is there a real Seahawk?
I always wonder if they're referring to like the Osprey, but they got something that flies out at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a red tail to me, so I don't know. I'm not a.
Yeah.
Who are they? Ornithologists?
Well, yeah.
I don't know what those guys are. I'm not one.
I think they're stretching it a little bit. At least, in my experience, I don't know a hawk that's actually
All
called
I know
a
is
Seahawk.
A Seahawk is tougher than a Bronco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We made them look like My Little Ponies. Man.
Yeah. That was embarrassing. They're going to have to live that one down. But you know what? They've lost a lot of big games. They've lost a lot of Super Bowls, too.
Yep.
So.
Yep. You can't make it all right on one guy. But hey, back to fishing,
yeah,
I
back
guess,
to fishing.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I it's been the same thing. I know you can swing for these fish, too. My general rig is going to be a nymphing rig, though. I've been kind of shopping it around. I have got a couple on the Bloody Mary lately, mm-hmm. and the Zug Bugs. Still really been liking those red chronomids, especially those double stack red chronomids. They've really been a sucker for that. Like I say, not going with the general 1.5 times water depth, going with a shorter leader, 4 to 6 feet, because it's pretty much hanging straight up and down. When you're in the right water, which is the slowest of the water, whether it's in that top inside seam up at the top of the hole, behind the perfect rock, or all the way down at the end of the hole, basically when it's just almost not moving and has proper depth, wait for that bobber to go down. It sounds like ice fishing out there has been a lot the same story as it has been all year.
Uh-huh.
You know, the big trout at the big trout lakes and Leader Lake has still been a lot of fun for people. So if that's a way to fix that itch and get the kids out there and maybe have a good time, it looks like the weather will keep your feet dry out there on the ice. Just make sure you take a little camp wood there and start a fire.
Yeah.
And
nice having the weather go back to cold. So I get a little nervous when things get a little rotten. I just don't.
Oh, we need some snow, you know, and it always looks better, right, than that old stuff.
Yeah.
It's been sitting on the ground and been driven through or walked through or your dog peed on.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, anything else we need to know?
I think you just need to know to check out the website at flyfishersproshop.com. You know, see what we got going there. Got some blog reports out there, some stories about fishing throughout the year and the years, and have the fishing report up to date there. And soon I'll be, I think, going upstairs to talk to Joe Pop about linking it through to your guys' site and hopefully keeping a blog going about fishing on your site too. So check us out there or give us a call at 996-2832. And Met Howe Fishing Adventures will get you out there and having a lot of fun. And hey, fish on, everybody.
Fish on. Fish on.